Hello, and thank you for clicking on the link. My name is Owen Francis, and this is Quality Time with Owen Francis, where we discuss industry truths that are interesting to industry geeks like myself. Today's topic is how to meet customer requirements at tender phase. Now, this is a really important part of the project, because if you don't meet the requirements at tender phase, obviously you're not going to even have the slightest chance of being awarded the tender. So you want to address this. And with compliance being so widely accepted in industry, compliance to standards and compliance in terms of accreditation for businesses, getting a little bit more difficult for construction companies to be competitive in the market, simply because there's certain things that we don't understand. So we seek to address those things. The first thing I'd like to mention in this podcast is there's four most important questions that you've got to ask yourself if you're a construction company looking to operate on a big a mega project. The first thing is, what does the client want? What is the client, is the client doing a massive upgrade or is a client building a brand new tank farm, or are they just doing a modification, or is it a repair? What are they doing? The second thing is, what does our scope include? So on the project, what are we responsible for? Is it piping, tanks, structures, vessels? These are questions that we've got to ask ourselves, and we've got to understand from the get-go, because it makes all the difference for planning. The third thing is, what service are we responsible to provide? Are we just fabricating? Are we getting drawings from the client and we only responsible for fabrication? Or are we the designers as well? Are we designing the tank from a brand new and handing it over fabricated and commissioned to the client? Or are we just doing a little repair, or is it a modification? What are we responsible to do? Finally, ladies and gentlemen, what are the laws, standards, and codes of practice associated with our responsibility in service to our client? What are we going to comply with? What are the regulations we got to comply with for the fabrication or for the modification of the design or repair? And what are the standards? Very important to work to standards. Now, while many clients might stipulate for fabrication that sound engineering practice be exercised, I would highly recommend that even in those instances, as a construction company, you find a standard to work with that you can almost mirror. And most of the times we save money in construction where sound engineering practice is emphasized is on the NDT. So even if you're not exhausting your funds on NDT, at least make sure that basic inspections are taking place for fit up and welding, as well as for alignment. And what are the codes of practice that we got to comply with for fabrication to pipes, tanks, structures, vessels? Are they British or are they American? And really understanding what they are so that we can comply. Thank you so much for taking out a little bit of time to listen to this podcast. I hope you found value in it. Please comment, share this with your network if you find it interesting or valuable. And I'd love to hear back from you. My name is Owen Francis.